This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello and welcome to the Two Robbies podcast, your destination for in-depth discussion and analysis of the Premier League, the Champions League and the Europa League as well. I'm Robbie Musto and he's Robbie Earle. Here are today's topics. We will touch on some of the latest transfer rumours flying around football world. What's the latest on Harry Kane? Is Martin Odegaard on his way back to Arsenal? And is Cristiano Ronaldo making a shock return to the Premier League? Plus, we'll look ahead to the second round of fixtures in the Premier League, focusing on the big London derby between Arsenal and Chelsea. That's what we've got coming up in today's episode.
Justin, and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, Rob. European football this midweek, so no. You know we're twiddling our fingers a little bit, and like you know we want to come on and jump
twiddling,
on and,
twiddling our thumbs even maybe and swell as our fingers.
Do we twiddle our fingers enough?
Twiddling your thumbs, not your fingers.
See, I'm so bored. I can't even talk.
Can't even twiddle the right things. Go on.
Can't twiddle the right things. All right. So latest transfer rumors, Rob. Now, oh wow. So Harry Kane has returned to training. He's not going to be involved in the Europa Conference European Amazing League that's going to get cracking this season.
Can't even say it. It's so good.
I know. I didn't even know what it's called. Okay. So first question then. Yeah. Are we going to see him? We're going to see him on Sunday.
So Nuno said today. I've been watching the story a little bit because obviously it's dominating the headlines. So Nuno said that Harry was decided, they decided, so it sounded like it was mutual, that Harry was better training, getting a good day's training today, tomorrow. He'll join in with the team on Friday and they'll make a decision at the weekend whether he's part of the side. Now, Nuno's putting a great front on it and got a brilliant result at the weekend. And a couple of things, Rob, for me. There's absolutely no way Harry Kane's playing in the European Conference League at all this season. Whether I know they name him in the squad and they've got to as a precaution if anything doesn't happen, does or doesn't happen. And I get that. There's no way Harry's playing in those games. Absolutely no way. I mean, apparently Nuno's played, anybody who played on the game on Sunday isn't starting the game tomorrow night. So okay. I don't think Harry was ever really going to play in that game. The bigger question for me, Rob, and I think you touched on it in the podcast when I was listening to the podcast back and then start to think today, just get it done, Rob. Just get it done or call it off. You know, for Man City, I've got the point with Man City. So we're now at 1-2-5 and it's brinkmanship and it's obviously negotiating that. But really, if it ends up at 140 and Man City can get it done tomorrow, isn't it just better to get it done than to drag this out for another however many days we've got, another 12 days, we've got 13 days, thing, three more games, you know, headlines. Isn't it time just to get it done? If Man City pay 140 or they pay 125, it doesn't matter. You paid over 100, you're going to break the record. Get it done. Or if you don't want him, just say, we're not going to go over 125. If Spurs don't want it, end of. Go and look for someone else. Spurs can carry on doing what they're doing, get Harry back. City can concentrate on doing what they're doing, and we all move on. I just feel like somebody's got to either side. Daniel Levy wants his 150 and whatever. If Man City want Harry, and that's what they've got to get, pay it. You don't want it, don't pay it. Let Harry play, move on.
Yeah, you know what's there's so much more into this, Rob, isn't there? And we spoke about it in the last podcast, you know, and between then and now, only a few days, I have listened to so much stuff from podcasts to radio, live radio from the UK, to different stuff I've read online. And and I tell you, there's a tilting of Harry being the bad guy a little bit.
Yeah, shifting in it, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of shifting a little bit. And I'm like, hang on a minute, let's just reset this. And I'm going to get back to your last point there, Rob, but let's just shift this a little bit. And a lot of the stuff that's been thrown about Harry Kane over the last few days is this contract he signed, right, in 2018, the six-year contract. And everybody's saying, well, a few people are saying, to be fair, you know, why, you know, you sign that long-term contract is if you want to stay there for the rest of your career. How about this angle that he's actually doing the club a favour? Harry Kane doesn't need to sign long-term contracts. Doesn't need to. He's that good. He's been that consistent. He doesn't need to sign long contracts. That six-year contract was as much about more wages for Harry
Kane. Protecting the club as well.
Protecting the club. Protecting the club and helping Daniel Levy, where Kane is a superstar player, a world-class forward, that he wouldn't... Harry, you're not going to let your contract drift out, are you? You're not going to be a situation it would have been, by the way, like his contract, 2 years left, one. You know, he said, you know what? Love it. Love what's happened at this club. I'll sign you 6 years. That gives you insurance. But at some point, like if you know, and you know, whether it's a gentleman's agreement or whatever it is, it wasn't, you know, it was a benefit, a bigger benefit to the football club than Harry Kane that he signed that 6 year contract. Right. And that for me is a strong point of like, I protected you. You're now going to get market value, Rob, and more. Going back to your original point, right? What the number is. We have got an incredible comparison that's just happened. Romelu Lukaku is almost the same age. His last two seasons of goals for international, for European competition, for the main league, Serie A, Premier League, almost identical, Rob. Now, over the period of time, Kane probably has extra, but valuation under £100 million for Lukaku to Chelsea, right? Big fee, big player. Yeah. There you go, that's a good fee. And now, so not only is Daniel Levy stalling this, but it's not as though, Rob, it's a poor offer. A Man City trying to get him cheap. Where Levy might say, well, hang on a minute, Harry. I know I said you could move on, but come on, we got to get a decent. You are getting a decent. You're getting. They've already offered more than Lukaku, Rob. So why is
he? I agree with all those points, but if I mean, there's naivety from Harry's whoever's done the contract, Rob. That number isn't in the gentleman's agreement. And I get that. But if that number's 150, I've got no arguments now. Man City either pay the 150 or they don't. It's because
Daniel Levy should sell him at 100 million.
Well, is he doing the right thing for the football? If you can get, why am I going to sell Harry for 100 if I can get him for 150? Or I think it's 150. Of course, he's going to go over the odds and he wants more than maybe he's worth because City have got money and they're desperate for him. So I get that. And he's got to do... Daniel Levy's got to do the right thing for Tottenham Hotspur. Manchester City got to do the best thing for Manchester City. If Manchester City think Harry Kane wins them the title, start haggling over 10 or 15 million. Win your title and win you the Champions League. Get it done and move on.
Rob, let me just interrupt you there. You just said Daniel Levy's got to do the best thing for the football club.
For Tottenham,
agreed.
Yeah.
He does. Mm. Is there any part in his brain where he remembers back Harry signed a long-term contract? We get a huge fee for him. And we did have a conversation about if we're not winning Champions Leagues or winning Premier League titles, I get it. Yeah. You want to move on. So are you just going to, that's just a nothing.
That doesn't matter. No. I hear you, Rob, but We're on the outside looking in. We're here. We've got people. We know people in the game. We know people maybe close to the situation. We know who Daniel Levy is, what he's like, what kind of deals he does. And if Harry Kane doesn't know that, who's worked for him all this time, he should know better. So Daniel Levy is going to do the best thing for Daniel Levy. Harry Kane's got to do the best thing for Harry Kane. And Manchester City have got to do the best. Each party's got to do their best. Now, if that number, because Harry hasn't done his contract right and his people haven't done his contract right, if there's no number in his contract, unfortunately, Daniel Levy's going to say 150. So Man City now know there's nothing in his contract like the Grealish. We've got that one done and dusted. We know it's Daniel Levy. We know he doesn't go through a deal. Are we going to pay 150? Are we going to end up paying 150? If they are, or they want to go close and they want to get the deal done, do it.
Yeah, I think the bottom line for me is, and you know, you make good points there as well, Rob, but Daniel Levy, like, wow.
Yeah, I know.
What he's done for you and what that long contract's meant for you, you're going to get over £100 million for a player that's been phenomenal for you and probably hasn't earned the money that he could have earned at other big clubs, Rob. And you're going to drag him through this.
It's sullied his reputation, hasn't it? But I tell you what, I bet you know whether Tottenham player signs a long-term contract on that basis.
Exactly. Why do it? Why should I protect him and the value and we're going to see more and more contracts, and maybe we'll see it now.
Clubs.
Paul Pogba's got a year left, and more people will let their contracts run out, so they don't get shafted, if you like, on the signing on the transfer fee, unless you put a clause in there. So maybe we'll see a little bit more of that.
I read a quick line, Rob, just on Finch and Kane, that like 2 years ago, by the way, this club were in the Champions League final. On a different day, with things different, if Liverpool don't get an early penalty and goes, they could be Champions League winners. And this club could have invested in this team. And Harry Kane could have been part of that growth. And we saw what 60-odd thousand people in that stadium looked like on Sunday. It's a proper football club, mate. It's got the basis of a proper football club.
With the right
additions and a manager, and Nuno's been given his chance, and we're really pleased that he has, and let's see how this goes. But this could be a proper football club. While the other lot in North London are having a horrid time of it, it could be a real time for them to go. And we're in, unfortunately for Spurs fans, we're in this horrible kind of
holding pattern.
We said holding pattern. The club can't move forward.
Yeah. I mean, I think everybody saw the stadium. I mean, unbelievable scenes of those flags and the size of that cop behind the goal. We've been to the training ground a few years ago, Rob. It is next level.
Everything's ready to go, mate, isn't it? Ready to take off. I mean, the NFL thing, the money coming in. They've got a Joshua fight coming in. Revenues are going to come. Yeah. It's ready to go.
I mean, Daniel Levy's done, in some ways, Rob, with all the new
stuff.
I mean, he's done
That's
a really
what
good
I'm
job.
Saying.
I'm
you
just
know, for
so,
club.
Like, I'm so...
It's disappointing,
and for Nuno to try and build a team and to get some replacements. Mm. And this Paratici, the new director of football, is probably ready to go. Like, am I getting this money in the window or not? It doesn't look like they're going to be able to... Be too late. So...
Jen, I'm sure it's going to continue. Give us plenty more to talk about. Harry Kane's a new Paul Pogba on our podcast, it seems like. We're getting more Harry Kane things. Shall we move to Cristiano Ronaldo? Should we go to that space?
Let's do that little story, Rob. We'll spin around
rather
just in a minute.
Yeah, put this one to bed, really, because I didn't really... I mean, Ronaldo's come out and made a big statement about Juve. There's been all kind of rumours that he may be wanting to leave. He may want to come to the Premier League. If Harry doesn't go to Man City, could he go to Man City, even though he's been a United fan in the Carlos Tevez role, where he goes from one to the other? It was a strong statement by Ronaldo, because he felt a bit like it was disrespectful to him and to the football club. I suppose what he didn't do is put an end to any rumours that he might be out there wanting to go. My sense, and I just don't get the feel that it's a right fit for either of them, for Man City or for Cristiano Ronaldo at this stage of his career. I could be wrong, but they just got rid of an aging goal scorer who's proven goals than Sergio Aguero, as great as Cristiano Ronaldo is, and he'd be brilliant for selling shirts. I'm not quite sure he's the right fit for what Pep's doing and the way they're going.
Well, he's 36 years of age now, Cristiano Ronaldo, Rob. He's into his final year of his contract. Mm. I think we know that Juventus have lost a lot of money through the pandemic and the revenues and money, like most big clubs have all around the world. Obviously, there's a few in the UK that haven't. But so, you know, whether there could still be something done last second, could Man United come in, Rob, and give him a year's contract to come back and float around Old Trafford and bang some goals in with all these, you know, some of these younger players around him. I'm not ruling it out. I'm ruling it out for Man City. Don't see that at all. But to go back to Man
United, I still don't see for United right now, mate.
Yeah.
And as great as he's been, I just feel like, and some I want to touch on that, but I just feel like they've moved on. They don't really need to rely on just that one star. There's a little bit more going on there. And listen, of course he'd be this, and of course he'd have goals, but I don't know. I just don't think that's a fit, and I think he'll end up finishing that year at Juventus. Should we talk a little bit about Arsenal, or should we save that for our in-game?
Let's do it now. We're in the transfer rumours, and I'll give update there. So Martin Odegaard looks like he's close to rejoining or joining permanently Arsenal. Mm. 22 years of age, 14 games, 1 goal, 2 assists last season, Rob.
Yeah.
Now, I think we differ a little bit on him. I thought he, first of all, Arsenal is where Arsenal are right now, Rob. And I know what you're going to say. You, I don't know whether you think he's quality enough, he's good enough, and showed enough to be a full-time signer for Arsenal. I'm kind of, you know, like thinking of what the club are right now. And I still think he was all right, Rob. I still think he's 22 years of age. There's still some upside. He can play wide. He can play in the number 10. Smith Rowe can play wide. It gives you another option. And they haven't got many options in there, Rob, the number 10s.
No.
Attacking midfield players, quality. So I don't mind it. Now, is there better players out there? I'm sure there are. But you kind of know what you're going to get. So I don't mind it as a signing.
Well, I suppose the only thing I can do is either one compare to what I assume the other targets were. I'd take Maddison every day of the week over him. I think
he
was a league better. I think there's more growth. Yes, he's a talented footballer, no doubt. And he had a couple of games where he linked things in well. My worry with Odegaard is that I've got Smith Rowe. And I know I probably like him a little bit more than you. I think he could grow into a star. Saka, we all know, is going to grow into a top-class player. Sometimes with Arsenal, I look around that club, and Friday night was a great example of, can I get a 25, 26-year-old who's got a little bit more, who can just change the game, who can just demand a little bit, I just think an Odegaard is another version of what's come out of that academy. Very talented player, but when I need somebody to change it, when I need somebody's chemistry to be different, I'm not sure he's that guy. I think if it's going well, he'll look good. And I think if it's going badly, we won't see him. And I think they've got young players who are they're getting through that situation. I just feel age, experience, maybe a little bit more presence about somebody would have been my choice if I was going that route.
Hmm. Yeah, I think you know, you could argue that Arsenal, you know, back to James Maddison, I think they inquired a lot, Rob. Now, whether the money's too much or something, they're going next guy on the list with Odegaard. They're going to try and save money. I don't know. Now, another goalkeeper that seems imminent is Sheffield United's Aaron Ramsdale, Rob. 23 years of age goalkeeper, relegated with Bournemouth, relegated with Sheffield United. Did get in the England squad.
Because Henderson came out, didn't he, with COVID or whatever he picked up.
All on the back of course, selling Emi Martinez, who was almost the goalkeeper of the season last year for Aston Villa. Are we, like, hang on a minute. So are we, Edu, director of football, is it to the point where we've got to start looking at some of these signings and decisions of what's going on in football? I know there's not a ton of money. But decisions like the Martinez and Ramsdale.
Yeah.
I mean, Ben White. We like Ben White. What money? The proof will be in the pudding.
$15 million
is a lot. So these decisions that are being made.
Ramsdale is, for me, a risky decision. He's not a young goalkeeper I've seen who I've said, like that. Sam Johnson of West Brom, I've been a take all day before. Dean Henderson at Manchester United, I think he's coming from long COVID, et cetera, et cetera. I'd wait for him. If Dean Henderson's not going to be number one at Manchester United, I think an Arsenal football club could tempt him to say, come and be our number one for the next 10 years. He wants to play. He wants to be England's number one. We hear about his personality. Sam Johnson had an outstanding season with West Bromwich Albion. They've just won 4-0 tonight against Sheffield United again, where Ramsdale was, where I'm not saying he chucked goals in. His decision-making at times is strange. I think if they sign Aaron Ramsdale, and there's talk that he comes in and probably will get the number one or challenge and gets the number one spot. If Aaron Ramsdale becomes Arsenal's number one, we'll be having conversations 6 to 12 months into his career saying, shouldn't he have got that? Shouldn't he have got that club? There'll be goals going in that we'll be scratching our head about, like we do with Bernd Leno.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get the Ramsdale thing at all. I just don't get it. It's almost like we're getting the end of the window, Rob. There's a bit of desperation. Mm-hmm. You know, the club under a little bit of pressure. You know, back on decisions. I'm thinking back to Willian, like, and at that time, you know, that was seen as being a great move, and they got a 2-year contract, and it's been disaster, really, from nothing.
Big money and Maggie Moyes
Like, I know the Arsenal fans, and I've seen plenty of them between the weekend and now. my goodness. In fact, everyone
don't give them any more bad news. Like, I feel
for them, mate, because every time I see so many of them, I'm like, God, tell me what's going on with Arsenal. And I just say, you've got to be patient. It's a transitional time.
Let's shoot them up. They've got an easy game after Brentford this weekend. They're playing Arsenal. They're playing Chelsea. They might get a draw out of that. they're playing Chelsea, who's just got Lukaku in the door. Chelsea team who look like they're flying and focused. Can't see any good news. Can we see any good news coming out of that this game?
No.
11:30 some time Sunday. Arsenal versus Chelsea.
I mean, first of all, are the rumours, Rob, you heard these rumours that they can't sell all the tickets to the game?
Well, like after COVID.
I mean, is there strong
rumours? Which would surprise me. I think by Sunday they'll go, whether it's people late or disappointment. Arsenal Chelsea derby.
I know.
At the Emirates. If that doesn't sell out, that's as big an indicator, signal that things aren't right that football club than you will ever see. Because that is a must-see game under normal circumstances, regardless of where you're in the league. Hmm. And I just looked at I was looking at some breaking stuff today. It was showing Chelsea were doing in front of the fans' training session, you know what they do a little bit just for things season. And they were parading Lukaku, and Lukaku did a few things. And you looked along the Chelsea line, they're doing some warm-up drills and stretching exercises. And you look at Chelsea and you think, wow. Almost, Rob, two players for every position, almost. Strength and depth. Lukaku hasn't yet pulled the shirt on and played for him. You know, a lot of talk that he'll make his debut at the weekend. Mm. And you think of Arsenal, where they are, and I know they had a few injuries at the weekend, but chalk and cheese, man. Yeah. Absolutely chalk and cheese.
And so is the ownership, Rob, isn't it? Isn't it always you've got to look high? I mean, if the ownership are really determined to get this club winning titles again, then, you know, there has got to be more investment. There has got to be a bit more consequence on those in charge of coaching the team or directing the team from recruitment point of view. I just don't know. You know, this window, Rob, haven't done much, have they? Given the big clubs, the so-called big six, Arsenal's probably in need of most investment and changes. And they haven't I mean, Ben White was a lot of money.
Yeah, 50 million. Yeah, the other stuff's late is a bit...
Reaction. Are there issues with Lacazette and Aubameyang? Well, is it just bad luck?
There's stuff out there, isn't there? And we shouldn't pick up on gossip, but it's out there that there's been a bit of a fallout between the manager and Lacazette and Aubameyang, and that may have played a part into... I'm not sure if that's why they were ill, whether it's COVID or some other illness and he didn't play, or there's been some kind of breakdown in communication. But Aubameyang's been linked to Barcelona now and here, there and everywhere. And, you know, They're your two main strikers. We start the season, Rob, with those rumours already in place. I mean, I saw yesterday on social media the odds of who's going to be the next Arsenal manager and when that's going to happen. I mean, that's where we are with Mikel Arteta. And should we just go to Points Bet Sportsbook, our partners?
Before we get the odds, Rob, I just want to touch quickly on Lukaku because it looks like he could be ready. He could be ready.
By the way, looking at him, he looks $1 million.
He looks $1 million. And did you listen to him today, Rob? So his first address the media. Mm. An interesting thing he said today in terms of his game, where he said in Italy, in Serie A, it is different.
It's different. Yeah. And he talked about the need for more technicality in the penalty box, in tight spaces. There wasn't many spaces. And tactically, I think we know that Serie A is very tactical.
Yeah.
So when he said he feels like his game's improved in terms of his technicality in the box in small spaces, I'm like, yeah, I think that you're going to need that because the way that Chelsea play, with their possession, teams drop off. And there is a lot of space in behind where he's his best running. He's got to be good in small spaces, link-up play, little turns, little clever moves inside a box to score goals. So him saying that, I'm thinking, yeah, that's good news for Chelsea fans because that's what – if there's any little doubt on the card, because I've got Rob, I don't know if you've got any doubts. My only doubt is that the way they play under Thomas Tuchel, that's going to be more on him to show his little bit of technicality in tight areas where teams are packed in and there's no space in behind to run and he's got to find ways of combination play. Mm. I just don't know whether that's Lukaku at his best doing that. So again, his words if he's improved in that, that will stand him in good stead for this upcoming season in the Premier League.
Everybody who I talked to or he mentioned, I heard a bit of Martinez talk about it, Thierry Henry worked with the Belgium squad, said, he's always working on his game. He's always trying to improve himself. And as you say, those little things with his join-up play, he's a whole different player, I think. He's certainly a whole different player than what Chelsea had as a kid. He's a whole different player than what we saw at Manchester United. And the maturity, where he is, and all he's talking, the shape he's in, the mentality he's got now, ready to go. Yeah. Absolutely ready to go. And as you say...
Give us the odds, mate.
The odds look like an Arsenal win looks like plus 350. The draw looks like plus 255. And Chelsea win is minus 130. So pretty much all the money's on Chelsea to win. And to be honest, mate, I can't see anything but. I mean, it's football. It's a Premier League. We never know what's going to happen. We never know what kind of Arsenal team would that put out. But just the way Tuchel goes, the way they go about business, Lukaku first game, whether he's playing and he's going to want to impress. First, if he's not playing, those on the pitch know that he's coming on. It's a terrible game for Arsenal after having Brentford the first game.
Am I not right in thinking last season that they did Arsenal beat Chelsea both times?
Yeah, they did beat them both times, and certainly, yeah.
But I agree. I can't see. Wow, I mean the way that Chelsea started, and if Lukaku starts the game. Lacazette and Aubameyang ready to play. It's tough times right now for Arsenal, Rob. We're not going to flip a knee jerk on Arsenal.
No.
We've seen them for many, many years, and we know what's going on with them right now. And it's just the more we watch them, we're going to get more information, Rob. We get more evidence
about whether the relationship is a problem.
And do they have to start looking at him?
By the way, they got Man City next week, just for Arsenal fans to make them really happy. Man City. Yeah. Next week. Wow. I mean, it could be a horrible start to the season, and then we know what's going to happen. And Arsenal TV and the rest of it's all going to kick into gear. But that's a Premier League, and listen, they could go there, they could take on Chelsea, get a win, and all things look very different by the second game, mate. And that's what's great about football. So,
Justin, and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I got the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Other decent games coming up at this weekend. Wolves host Tottenham, so Nuno goes back to Wolves. Emotional day for Nuno and his team. Obviously, great win last weekend against the reigning champions. Sure, he'll want to go to Wolves and prove a point there, because that didn't feel like it was the most comfortable of partying between the two. So Nuno returns. Obviously, a lot of talk will be about Harry Kane, etc. It's interesting that I read today somewhere that Nuno was, or there was talk that Nuno had said, if Kane business goes through and they're looking, Traore might be somebody he might look to take out for more. So he's obviously worked with him, knows how he can get the best out of him, and especially in a counter-attack situation, could be a decent acquisition.
I think of last weekend's games, Rob, I don't know about you, but I was quite surprised with Spurs. I didn't expect that sort of spirit and performance and togetherness and the stadium and stuff like that. You know, and they had a great win, and people are like, wow.
Yeah.
How good is, you know, this, again, this is super early, Rob, but when you look at the team, you know, you've got Lucas is there and Son's there and Dele. How far can they go, Rob? Can they? And again, like, is the squad, I'm assuming without Kane now, is the squad quality going to limit them to fifth or sixth, or can they, under this manager, find some galvanization and make the top four?
This group, if everybody was playing, too many Spurs players, and I said it, I think, during that episode, too many Spurs players, I don't know, Rob. I don't know if Dyer is good enough. I don't know. Tanganga's come in.
You should know Dyer by now.
We should know, but we don't. Yeah, but we don't really. Sanchez, is Dyer and Sanchez are good enough too? We really don't know. Højbjerg, Skip was an absolute find, and look about him. But you know, a Sissoko, a Bergwijn, a Lucas, Son, these so many. But if what Nuno showed on one game, it's one game, so let's not get too carried away. But what Nuno showed in one game there, he can bring the spirit and that kind of will to work together and do things. They've got as much ability as Leicester City. They've got as much ability in that team. You could argue they got better. At their best, they're better players than some of the Leicester City players.
Yeah,
but they're going to have that spirit, and they're going to have to play with that manner through a season. And I don't know how easy it is to do that. You know, Potts used to get it on a pretty regular basis, but now and then he wouldn't get it. Jose, I don't ever think really totally tapped into it and got the best out of them. So it's still another question. Can they be doing those kind of things on a regular basis over a 38-game season?
Yeah, and I think spirit is one thing, Rob. Quality is another. And have they got the quality to be consistent each week? What I would say is if they can find a home fortress. I mean, it's the biggest cliche in football about making your home a fortress. Yeah. Because that home is so, like, big and noisy and new.
Yeah, you know, it can have an effect, can't it?
It can have an effect. And if they can get really strong at home, then drive them. It can drive them a long way this season.
Absolutely, good shout.
All right, other games, mate. Notable fixtures. Liverpool versus Burnley.
Burnley beat them, didn't they, last season? Remember, towards the end of last season, at Anfield, and then Dyche and Klopp were having him shouting match in the tunnel, and they were having a go, and Burnley turned them over, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah. Liverpool look refreshed, my friend?
They look refreshed. Looking forward to the season.
Regrouped. You know, the front three are fit, and plus Jota started the other day.
Yeah,
Van Dijk's okay. Konate's a centre back that Jurgen Klopp will be careful, because he always is. By the way, of new signings, he gradually bring him in.
Yeah, takes him in. Yeah,
they start pretty well. They can take care of business, can't they, against Burnley?
Yeah, I think they can. I think there's a kind of look we're back kind of thing about them, and Henderson still to come in, and you know, Milner again. I read a stat on Milner, by the way. No player in the Premier League ran more than James Milner over the weekend. I mean, this gives a machine, by the way.
Yeah, but he kept giving the ball away. He gave the ball away a lot.
Yeah, well, that's why he was running, because he was running to get it back. he's another gift. Just to have someone like him, though, Rob, around that football club, regulating the draw in the dressing room and having to go at players, it's just a gift for Klopp. So I think Liverpool get their business done.
Yep.
City Norwich is an interesting fixture. I mean, all eyes will be back on City. I think based on what we saw in Norwich, and you made a good point about, and I looked at the stats, Liverpool had, 13 shots, 6 on target during the game. It's just, and Norwich didn't play bad. Some of the build-up play was good, didn't quite have the finishing touches, but you just wonder if they're going to concede that amount of, of chances on a regular basis against the better teams in the league, and City are one of the better teams in the league. Those are the games they're going to lose.
Yeah, and Man City will be hurting. Yeah, to lose the first game of the season, they're back at home. I mean, Norwich, just in the past, they've been really good opponents for teams that can play a little bit. They're expansive themselves, so I think City there all day long, Rob. That's your home banker, really, given what we saw the previous weekend. Norwich lost the first game, and that's a really difficult one for the second one. So
if they lose that one, Daniel Levy's just put Harry up to 175 mil, by the way, because City desperately need that one. Southampton, Man United. So remember, I think it was last season, was it? Man United were 2-0 down at half-time, ended up winning 3-2. Cavani came on late on and they won the game, and it was like total half first. You know, when United were doing that last season, going away, going down a couple of goals and then coming back. Just felt that this was a different United. And a couple of things, Rob, because I know we spoke at the weekend and we had a not difference of opinion, but a different look on Ollie. So I read a couple of things about the Varane, you know, the whole day. It was just a great day. And a couple of things came back to me. The first one was the Varane thing. And apparently, it was Ole Gunnar Solskjaer that said, whatever happens, I want Varane paraded in front of that fans before we go out. It was his doing. Not PR, not commercial, not anyone else. So already starting to think about, you know, get the place up, get the guy out, looks $1 million, has won things, great. Go to the business, they get the business done. What I was thinking about, Rob, and you'll know this, it's a point of every week in football, but more than ever, the first game of the season where you've done your pre-season, the last week of the season, you're tidying things up, and you get to Thursday where it starts to get more serious. You get to Friday and, you know what I mean, you get the nerves start dangling a little bit, and the Saturday's going to be your game. And the first game doesn't ever determine your season, but helps one way or the other. And you win. And that Monday training, the Monday dressing room, I always just think was a brilliant place when you've won that. You know, you have a month of hard work, you have all that thing. You have your bit of nerves and tension on that Thursday, Friday. You're not quite sure. And Manchester United go and hammer Leeds 5-1.
Yeah.
And that place must have been buzzing.
Yeah.
And my thought back, as soon as I was thinking about it, Rob, is he's got to, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's got to get that group together and say, what a brilliant start. What a great weekend. Blah, 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 blah. Pogba's four assists and Bruno's 3 goals. We need 30 more of these. We need to come on a Monday 30 more times this season, feel this thing, because that's what will get them titles. They've not got to be where on a Monday, oh, at least we've had a nightmare, oh, we let goals in, oh, we didn't start the game well and we're chasing it. That feeling that they got on that Monday has got to be something they strive for 25 to 30 times this season if they're going to go where they want to go.
And that's what they've got to show everybody, Rob. And that's what the manager's got to show. And that's what the players have got to show, Rob. That's what Paul Pogba's got to show, that he wants to do that 30 times. And, you know, there isn't a switch off. There isn't a drop off. There isn't a bad start in games where they concede goals. They might not keep winning from positions of deficit this season again. A player, Rob, it's funny because I'm this week looking at some, I look at the United play a lot. I'm going to do a little tactics session at the weekend on Manchester United. And it's a little kind of like a little glimpse into that. Mm. Of course, massive headlines, and rightly so, for what Pogba and Bruno Fernandes did in the game. Yeah. Pogba with his assist, 4 assists, and of course Bruno with a hat-trick.
Yeah.
Going back looking at the goals, Mason Greenwood's involvement was very evident the more you look at it. So again, you've got even in the studio when we're breaking stuff down, Rob is like, "Wow, look at this ball! Look at the run!"
Yeah.
Now, when I've looked at in the last few days, I'm looking at those goals, just watching this arcing run that Greenwood made several times to take defenders one, to create space in the centre for Bruno two, and also when Pogba plays
himself,
him in, Rob,
for himself,
he gets the score. He was involved. Of course, not in the direct assist, but wow! So I'm gonna just show people that on the tactical thing a little bit.
Yeah, that's good.
So it's good. Just that's different, mate. To last season, Greenwood wasn't himself for the first 2/3 of the season, and then towards the end he looked more like himself. Now, if this is the new Greenwood, and if this is going to be him stepping up as a striker, that's different, and that's exciting.
And that could make a difference with...
He's 19 years of age, Rob, isn't he? And really glad you brought that up, because it leads me to a point, again, you know, thinking about the poddy, and then we're going to have a chat. And I thought to myself, you know, we started the pre-season talking about United. You know, it could go close this Cup of the Year if they got a striker. Could Mason Greenwood be the striker?
Well, you know what? Last season, right, I got egg on my face, because the season before that, I think I said, you know what? Next season, Greenwood's going to score more goals than anybody else at that football club. More than Rashford, more than Martial, more than anybody. And he didn't. And I'm like, okay, maybe a little young.
He finished well, didn't he, in that? Yeah.
He finished well, but it's like, so that's the feeling like I had going into last season. It didn't happen. So I'm a bit cautious to say he could be that striker, but he could be that striker.
Not being in England in 19 years. And it got me off in a little bit of theme, mate, when we're talking about 150 for Kane and 100 million for Grealish. And it got me thinking, Mason Greenwood at Manchester United could be the missing piece. We've seen great young Giggsies and Scholesies and all those come through. Is he one of them who's ahead of his time, comes in, scores goals? Trevor Chalobah, Chelsea. Chelsea, you know, are after another centre-back. We talked about the looking at them as Zuma goes. 22 years of age, Rob. Played in the Super Cup. Played at the weekend, scored a goal. From the academy, has been on loan, I think, at Ipswich Town recently. Looks like a talent. Got the size, you know, next to Thiago. Could he be the legs? Jeffy Tanganga and Oliver Skip. Spurs. Not even, you know, probably we wouldn't even... I know Skip had come back from Norwich and has been playing regular. Tanganga's got into the team. See, those two players at the weekend, you start thinking, yeah. Sometimes, are some of these young players there? And we always talk about transfers and money and this and that. And do we not have to let a couple of these maybe just see where they go? You know, the John Terrys of the world had to come through at some time, and you had to put them in, and you had to, you know, go through a little dip and come, and then come to where he gets to. Now, I just wonder if, you know, and the other one I had is this kid, Harvey Elliott, 18 years of age at Liverpool.
Yeah.
You see, this little midfield player who can do a little bit more and go, it just got me on a little thought, like, it's one thing splashing all this money, but there's another case of letting some of these kids, let's see where they can go.
And we're seeing it at Chelsea. So to continue that point, Reece James, Mason Mount, Robbio, that in that period, they couldn't bring anybody else in, and they did have to blood them. I'm such a believer in these young players need games, they need reps, and then you don't, because you don't know where the ceiling is. We don't know where Mason Mount's ceiling is. Derby? Is he never going to be a Chelsea player? Wow, he is going to be. Wow, he's a player for England. I'd love to see that. The only thing I would say in terms of caution on that, Rob, is that, and we've seen this too, pre-season, young players play a lot. And sometimes those young players make the first team in the first couple of weeks, and then they drift out.
Drops off.
So Trevor Chalobah,
given
like Thiago Silva, and you know, is there going to be a two or three of those guys you just said that might not make it through till October because others are coming back? But listen, I'd love the point, we've given evidence there in Reece James, and I'm sure there's others that given the minutes, my goodness, they don't have jump up levels to then, to your point, means they haven't got to go and buy an effective or a really positive part of the 11 because you've got one from the youth team or whatever. So it's a good point. I hope they continue playing, Rob. That's the only thing with the Skips and the Chalobahs, you know, and the Harvey Elliott and whatever.
We can see them through. Looking forward to hopefully a few more of those young players staying in teams and let's see how far they go. Just a couple more of the remaining fixtures, mate. Interesting game for Palace at Brentford. I think that one looks decent at Palace. Obviously, Patrick Vieira didn't get off the start. He wanted to go up against Chelsea. That was difficult. But they'd be expected, I think, to get 3 points at home. I know Brentford have started well. So that's a tough one for Patrick and Palace.
It's a tough one because of the Brentford team buzzing.
Euphoric,
and I think, you know, listen, we've got 30-odd games, weeks to talk about this. But, you know, the front two players for Brentford, Rob, and the ability to go long. Vieira's got to get Palace ready for that. He's got, you know, and it's going to be... You know, you can accept the first one away at Chelsea for Patrick Vieira, but this is a home. If they lose, then, like, we start to not panic, of course, but like, okay, Patrick, like this is it. You know, we've got to find ways to get results here, by the way. So it's kind of a tricky home
game.
Takes
us down the Frank de Boer route. Four games, no wins, no goals. Oh, dear. Oh, Frank.
Does.
We don't want Patrick after oh, Frank.
Yeah. Other games, mate. Other games.
Go on, mate. What else?
I'm looking at Leeds-Everton. Leeds-Everton's a cheeky little game, and how Rafa Benitez is going to handle Leeds. I think we saw Man United, and they have been the best by far to handle Leeds, and it was through, you know, movements and runs and interchange and all that. Not really Rafa's thing. Rafa will do it in a defensive way. Robbie will get behind the ball and try and hurt them on the counter-attack, which has got a good chance of happening. But Leeds were... I didn't expect that. I didn't expect Leeds to get ripped apart like that.
So they
and Elland Road, fans, Premier League, that's going to be a big
shift. And I think you're watching. I've just been reading about Everton and Rafa, and you know, he said he was a bit tired of all the talk about him and actually want to get on the football. Apparently, he stuck Richarlison out on the left hand side and put Demarai Gray underneath Dominic Calvert-Lewin. Had a big change in the game. So again, he's practically smart, Rafa, isn't he? He reads games well, and he can make in-game changes that can affect what's going on.
Well, they rotated. So Demarai Gray started. Yeah. Demarai Gray started front in pre-season as well. And I looked at the game the weekend, I've got eyes on different games, but they switched. So at times, Richarlison was in the middle and Demarai Gray was left. So something
just see how it goes. Yeah. The other one that I'm looking forward to, mate, is West Ham Leicester.
Great game.
I thought West Ham were sneaky good. I mean, United really get the headlines, but 4-2. Away at Newcastle, we're sneaky good and breaking and making chances. Yeah. We look fit and energised. And Moisey and off turning this football club around. I know it's only one game, but starting to what I've always liked about Moisey and his teams, and I think you were joking, like, you know, I love every coach, is how he improves players, and you start to see a David Moyes style of play. You know, the Everton thing, it might not always be as eye-catching as other people, but he's a good kind of teacher of players and what you've got to do. And in Rice and Suchet, Robbie Mustoe, I'm not saying they're the best in the league, but I tell you what, they go toe-to-toe with any two central midfield players between them.
Suchet ain't
the greatest footballer in the world, but as a pairing, the combination of what they do, they could go toe-to-toe with any two in the middle.
What I see on the face of David Moyes, apart from plenty of wrinkles, is a happiness.
Don't be
harsh. But a contentment. I saw his pre-match press conference of the weekend, Rob. He was like, we're in a good place. And the reason why he's happy, Rob, is because he's got talented players that love hard work. If you haven't got that with David Moyes, and if he hasn't got that, he's going to... It's not his game.
He's not even going to pamper to those guys, is he? He's not going to be that guy. No.
We saw that a little bit at United. I think he loves his squad. In Jared Bowen is Thomas Suchet, players that are really good, actually, but work their socks off. Mikel Antonio works his socks off. Pablo Fornals, by the way, has ended up becoming that guy that's talented but works his socks off. Benrahma, same thing. I'm with you, mate. I thought, wow. They're not missed a beat. There's no sense of what a great season. We just missed Champions League and they've lost Jesse Lingard. I thought they were very strong, you know, against Newcastle United at home. Yeah, so that's, you're right. That's a good game. Leicester City, a good game, absolutely.
I tell you what, I wouldn't be surprised if Jesse Lingard ends up at West Ham, by the way, before the window's open. You might just see what's going on and think about sitting on the side watching football and go,
get over there and play again.
Absolutely.
You should go.
What's your last one? You got any more? You got last one?
Well, what else we got? The last couple of ones we've not mentioned: Brighton, Watford, Aston Villa, Newcastle. So Villa will feel a little bit hurt about last weekend.
That was one of his all, wasn't it?
Wasn't great against Watford. So we can take a good look at Villa against Newcastle United. Again, Newcastle, they lose again. It all starts again with Rafa Benitez. Brighton, Watford. Who knows? I think Watford, like we said, Rob, we didn't really know what to expect from Watford. Come back into the Premier League. We know
they're
going
to start. Good start, by the way.
A ton of players. They've done it again. Who knows? Watford are the hardest ones to try and gauge where they're going to end up, I think.
Do you know, I watched the... I just watched a bit of highlights back and I saw the Hernandez, I think it was the third goal for Watford. You know who deserves a load of credit? Mike Dean, by the way. He let two
advantage on it.
Two advantages go when he could have called it back, and then he lets it go, and then the goal goes in. I think he knew the cameras on him after because he had his little smirk to himself. But Mike Dean, yeah, even Mike Dean had a great day. That shows how good the Premier League was. Listen, mate, we're going to wrap that up for this midweek poddy ahead of match week two in the Premier League. If it goes anything as good as the entertainment from the weekend, we're in for a cracker. Look out for our next podcast. That's on Sunday, August the 22nd, when we'll recap all the action from all the big games from simply the best league in the world. But for now, I'm Earl, he's Musto, together with the two Robbies. Thanks for watching and listening. Be safe, stay healthy. It's a good night from me.
And it's good night from him.
Good night.
Good night.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.